how to say that. The illumination of people who are listening to this. So, are there any questions, first of all? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions des autres fois? Yes.
And a second.
Anyone else?
J'ai eu du mal à faire l'exercice. Je sais que la peur, c'est ma basic. C'est ma basic. Mais de réaliser que les rêves n'avaient pas d'énergie. That scared me more. C'est comme, not more, mais ça fait juste comme, hey.
Yeah, toute une constatation.
Oui, c'est ça.
Well, the thing is that right now we're in the time when we're working on the kidneys, in terms of the cycle of the year. And not only in the cycle of the year, I think probably globally we're working on the water element right now. And so it's not surprising that's where we're having the most symptoms, the most issues, the most difficulty. Because that's what we're working on. That's where our attention is. That's where the energy of the planet is there now. And so we're receiving extra energy in that area. And for some of us, that extra energy is making us panic.
Panic?
Yeah. So, and there's resistance. And I also had an amazing experience 2 days ago where I was so dizzy that I stood up and fell over. And I was nauseated, but it was mostly dizziness. And I'm not sure whether I mentioned this, but dizziness, because it's the inner ear, it's also related to the water element. So l'étourdissement, c'est vraiment classique comme réaction de peur aussi, n'est-ce pas? It's dizziness is a classic reaction to fear. So, these were the symptoms. Extreme dizziness, nausea, but I knew that the nausea was more related to the étourdissement, to the dizziness, and craving meat and salt. Mm-hmm. Craving meat and salt. All these images. Oh, where can I go to get a steak? It was amazing. Right? It was really amazing. And so I knew, because meat and salt are the cravings that we have related to the water element. Remember with the metal element? What are the cravings with the metal element? Do you remember?
Milk.
Yes. Mm. Milk and flour products also, right? Pizza, bread and butter, spaghetti with butter and garlic. Anybody hungry?
Carbonara.
Carbonara, exactly, exactly. Alfredo. So, yes, with metal element, it's dairy products and flour products. And with the water element, it's meat and salt. And so it was really funny, actually. I was lying down. I couldn't stand up, and I was trying to figure out how far I'd have to walk to get.
to get a steak.
Yeah.
Home delivery. Yeah, right.
Do they have steak pizza?
So, no, I knew I would have to go out to get it because we don't have meat in the house, right? So, anyway, so... then this process began where I started these memories from just the past couple of months started to come in. And as they started coming in, I thought, okay, I'll go and have a salt bath. Because a salt bath is really one of the best ways to help you continue a process of eliminating. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so when I go into a salt bath, just for people who maybe haven't done it before, what I do anyway is I connect the water in my body to the water in the bath and to the waters of all life. And I allow myself to dissolve energetically into the water, and I set the intention that whatever is ready to be released, that it return gracefully and gently back to life. And so it was really as if these memories came and they floated in and made this entire picture. And I saw how, over the past couple of months, I've had 8 different experiences that each one of them, I didn't connect them to each other, but each one of them was trying to bring up the same memories. No? And it's as if I was calling different things into my life, each one of them trying to get at the same thing, right? And it made one whole picture, and it was about identity and about daring to speak my truth, and about things that I need to do. I have a very strong connection to. Strong connections, actually, from my body and from past lives. One connection with Mary Magdalene, and another connection with Adi Shankara. Who was the first person to really synthesize Advaita Yoga. And so... I've been told, who knows, I've been told that's one of the incarnations that I've had. And it makes sense in terms of the teaching that I do related to oneness. And the connection with Mary Magdalene is from when I was very young. And I have many, many memories related to that particular incarnation. And I know that many, many people are having memories that they are able, women in particular, memories that they're able to identify as being memories related to the Magdalene. What came up for me as all of these things were synthesized is that in the same way as Yeshua, between crucifixion and resuscitation cleared the astral plane, and in a sense, the abstract aspect of humanity. The Magdalene, or the feminine Christ energy, is rising through the earth and through our bodies. And the image is all the two of them joining, huh? And with humanity in the middle. And what I saw was the two circles that are the symbol that are found on the cover of the Chalice Well in England. The Chalice Well is a place where the legend has it that the cup of the Grail was put into the well there. And it's been a place that's been venerated for a very long time. And the image on the cover of the well is two circles that interlock, and the form in between, this form, is the form of the Vesica Pisces or Pisces. This form of the intersection, the overlapping of two circles, right, is the Mendelian. It's the symbol for a portal. And this symbol you see in certain images of Yeshua, and when you see this symbol behind Yeshua in paintings and in sculpture, it's speaking of him interdimensionally. His Gnostic identity, not his identity related to the limitations of the church. So this place I experienced in my body, this place of the union of the two circles, as being the place of humanity, as being the place of the union of the divine masculine and divine feminine to create the divine child. In the symbol in the Chalice Well, there's a sword that goes through the center. And the sword is our intentions and our consciousness and how it's human consciousness that is creating oneness of the world. In Judaism, the term that's used is tikkun olam. And it's the repairing or the reuniting of the world. And this is seen as the purpose of humanity. So, this work that we're doing, this work of clearing our bodies consciously, of allowing the past imprints of duality to leave our bodies, is the work of the feminine Christ. So, yes. That was my week. Part of sitting here, I was realizing that when I sat here first, you know, a few weeks ago, and began teaching, the nervousness that I was feeling was also from a sense of déjà vu. Because I remember sitting in front of you and others. I can feel myself in that place. And the nervousness that I had was that I'm now teaching once again from the fullness of that energy and that knowing. It's taken me almost 60 years to be able to speak that truth and not you see, I've been hiding in a cupboard. Je me sens blackout.
That's good.
I'm outing myself. And this is what we're doing now in this period, and particularly now, between what's called Imbolc, the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, the half point between the two. We're moving, we've done a lot of the sorting out of what we want to keep and what we don't want to keep related to our parents and our families, right? We've done a fair amount of sorting out and becoming aware. And between now and really the next 2 days, the full moon that's coming up, the emotional things that arise are going to be really important. Because they'll indicate the themes or the steps that we're going to have to take. When we cross the threshold of the equinox, when we go out into the world. And so this next couple of days is really important. I'd ask you to really observe the emotions and the thoughts that come up. Because how we choose to step across this threshold in the springtime is going to be very important. And it's not that it's not something that you have to make a decision now. It's nothing like that. But what comes up now will indicate to you, you can become more aware, more conscious of what it is, of really who you are at this point in your life. Yeah. What you are conscious of being at this point in your life. Can you pass me a Kleenex? Just a sec. Est-ce que c'était clair? Est-ce que je devrais dire certaines choses en français ou est-ce que c'est est-ce que c'est clair?
Pour moi.
Oui.
Oui, c'est clair.
Ok.
C'est juste.
Oui,
c'est correct.
Yeah.
Concerning our path and the energy that we put through our legs.
Yeah.
From our kidneys,
yeah.
To walk our path, something you were
yeah.
saying about that last week.
Yeah.
Are we not walking our path somehow?
Sure we are.
I thought so.
Yeah, you can't be on the wrong path.
Exactly. Right?
Right.
But But there is, like, the story, we have a story here, we have two stories. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was kind of thinking, well, I don't want to use the word, am I meant to do this thing or to go in this way?
Okay, but I understand.
But sometimes, yeah, I feel like frightened by that thought. And then also, yeah, I just had that question, you know.
Frightened by what thought?
Am I meant to be somewhere?
Okay.
Like, I don't like
that. There you
that,
go.
Though.
Fear and thought. Those are the operative words.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fear and thought. You see, when we're simply being who we are,
mm-hmm.
no, there's no thought involved. The energy moves down our legs from our bellies, down our legs, and we just walk. Right? When we're fearful, the energy moves up into the head, and we try and direct our feet by our heads. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so before we put one foot forward, we go, and we think about it a million times. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so we're kind of frozen with our one foot in the air and kind of going, right? That's right. That's like an Egyptian.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to get open. Just
just like that.
That was funny. Okay.
Right? So, it's when we're thinking a lot that we know we're afraid. Huh? The minute you feel yourself going chicka 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 chicka, you know you're afraid of something. Huh? Quand il y a le cobaye qui court. Sur la roue, c'est évident. Hein? And ce qui est important, c'est de s'en souvenir. Because when we're stuck in that mode, we can just fly, right? And we just tend to forget to just stop and breathe. Okay, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? And no, we can't be, there's no such thing as the wrong path. Huh? Ça n'existe pas. Le mauvais chemin. Notre chemin est en train de se créer avec chaque pas. Yeah? On ne peut pas être à côté de la traque, comme on dit. Hein? On entend ça tellement souvent. Ah, oh, j'ai peur d'être à côté de la traque. Right? You can't be. Whatever step you're taking is your path. Right? It's so simple. But we've got so programmed into ourselves. This is the right way and this is the wrong way, right? There's the good path and the bad path. There's the entrance for the white folk and the entrance for the colored folk, right? Front door and the back door. So, yeah, there's no way of taking the wrong path.
No. No, I understand that. And I didn't think that there was. I just was wondering, I think, too, about, like, yeah, I see now, like, if we have obstacles in our legs, from our kidneys down to our legs. No, I was kind of questioning that, and then I was also questioning, does our soul have a specific sort of destination that it wants to do, and then our bodies at the same time have so much information. So
yeah,
making like you were saying before, like making the union of these two things work in harmony, right?
Right. Exactly. Our bodies are programmed, as we've been saying,
mm-hmm.
with all of the fears and all of the beliefs, and as we observe what's arising. When we can see it, we can let it go, right? And it's so beautiful that our lives will draw us to people and situations that will make these things come up, right? That allow us to become conscious if we allow it to happen.
Yes.
Right. If we don't suppress it. Right. So I could have the other day, I don't know, called one of my sons. This is one of the options that came to my mind. Call one of my kids, get them to go get something. Right? I could have done that, right? But I thought, okay.
Go get me some meat.
That's right.
You have a really good sub place around the corner with all kinds of
So, and had I done that, it would have suppressed. Yeah, I wouldn't have been dizzy anymore. You know, it would have suppressed all of that stuff that was coming up. But instead, I went and I had a salt bath, which helped it come up more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could also have just stayed lying down and allowed it to arise. It's in stillness and silence that our bodies speak to us. That the words that came to me were Magdalene rising. That this feminine sacred energy is coming up to our bodies. And I felt it as I was saying earlier. The image I had was like the snow plows that come along the sidewalks and the roads and plow all of the gravel and salt and dirty snow ahead of them and clearing the way behind them. Huh? And so all of the symptoms that came up were like that, all of the resistance. And then behind it, there was just golden light, and I just turned into golden light. We're so fortunate to be here now, doing this work consciously, to be able to do this work consciously. So, you're bringing up some issues that are absolutely related to this next next part of our work. And that was part of the purpose of getting you to do this exercise, because the joints, les articulations, sont reliés avec la prochaine partie, qui est l'élément bois. Yay! You're becoming a bad student! When you get to be a real pain in the butt, I will cheer.
Okay. We're going to be waiting for a long time. For
that. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's coming.
That's right. So, the next place in the next stopping point, the next I'm seeing, you know, as we're driving along the highway, and the highway's in a circle. There was a sign way back there that said, next stop, 500 miles. So we're going to just stop here, right? And there's a picnic bench and, you know, and some... and somebody's selling, you know, organic greens. And this stop is the wood element. We're in a forest. And the energy of the wood element is our vital energy that arises like the sap in a tree. It rises up so that we can become who we are, right? And so the image is really like it's wood, it's the tree that's fed from its roots and growing straight and strong and stretching far. And it's interesting that in Oriental tradition, the emotion that's related is anger. You know, it's always translated as anger. But the more complex understanding of this is that this is our reaction to obstacles in our path. In this movement towards self-realization and self-manifestation, the energy moves up and then we hit right about here in the solar plexus, we hit this ceiling, right? And the ceiling is all of the beliefs that we learned that told us, you can't do this, you can't do that. This was good enough for your father, it should be good enough for you. You know, you're not from the right class, you're a girl, you can't do that, you're a boy, you can't do that. We hit all of the limitations that we learned in this phase, right? The incredible proliferation of the bipolar syndrome, right? What they used to call manic depression, right? Ils ont changé le nom. Alors, maintenant, on appelle ça bipolaire. This is a classic example. So that you've got particularly people who are extremely creative, lots of juice, right? This energy starts moving up, and they're really, this is the manic phase, right? The pumped phase, where you're creative and you can do anything, and you've got all of these ideas and piles of energy, and then, boom, you hit all of the beliefs that you were told about yourself, right? You hit everything that you learned were your limits. And people who learn that they're not allowed to express anger will turn that energy won't come out in anger. It'll be turned back into themselves, right? And depression is when we're absolutely enraged, but we can't express that anger. And it takes so much energy to contain the anger, to keep it in a nice little box. It takes so much energy to hold that anger there that there's no energy for anything else. For getting up and eating breakfast and walking down the street. Right? So that's the depression stage, right? Where this huge amount of energy that's just been bursting to express itself can't go anywhere and hits obstacles and can't be expressed as anger, and so it turns into a nasty little ball inside. Yeah.
But what about, like, can it happen to, like, when that starts coming out and those beliefs, and then, you know, you see the person telling themselves, oh, I'm not good. Mm-hmm. No, maybe I shouldn't do that because I can't really do that. I'm too whatever, too dumb, mm-hmm. too this, too me. So, how does that relate to depression? That those sort of, you know, when that turns inward, you know that. You know what I mean?
Well, those are the limits. Those are the obstacles. The beliefs are the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then, because of those beliefs, people will take drugs, drink, eat a lot of sugar, engage in all kinds of other self-destructive activity, or simply go into deep depression.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different ways of destroying oneself, right? But basically, if that energy that's coming up, that huge creative life force energy, is not expressed in some way, it's stuck inside someplace. And the parts of the body that are related to this to this element are the liver and the gallbladder and the eyes and the joints. Le foie, les vésicules biliaires, les yeux et les articulations. So, any symptoms in any of those parts of the body are related to this, to obstacles in the path of self-realization. Now, when we're walking along a path and an obstacle appears in front of us, what are the different options we have as to how to react?
Run away.
Okay. Are we thinking like lions and tigers and snakes? Oh, no. Is that what we're thinking of? Yep, we can run away. And then the trajectory that we take to run away becomes our path, right?
We'll do it like this.
That's right. Exactly like that. Now are you going to come and put this back?
Sorry. Oops.
Yeah, we lost the...
Not a problem.
It fell behind someplace. Is it underneath the bench? That's not a good idea, Ramiro.
I got it.
Grab your seat, though.